This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We're exploring the caves. We haven't gotten much into Marley Woods except for the Robert Bigelow connection, the fact that Jacques Vallée had visited it. Then we're talking about this moonshaft. Well, let's get back to Marley Woods because we're already a third into the show. Marley Woods, now, it sounds to me like very much a farming community. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it is. It's very big in beef cattle, I will tell you, ranchers. And Marley Woods, just to give you an idea of the area that our small team dealt with at Marley, it was two ranches. One was around, I would say, 1,200 acres, and the other one approached 900 acres, and it's still growing to this day. They're still buying property to try to nail down basically anybody from – it's more of a security issue than expanding the ranches for the beef cattle. But it actually, what we dealt with was 2 miles east and west and 3 miles north and south. Now, in a rural area that is, you're basically, what we dealt with was gravel roads off of county roads that turned into dirt roads and trails. And it's all heavily fenced, you know, locked, gates, double chained. So the high activity areas, you have to know where they are to get to them to really experience what goes on. But that's not to say that things don't pop up anywhere on Marley. That gives you an idea of the ranch and what Marley Woods entails in the physical structure.
Now, of course, I'm just thinking here. Okay, it's possible my next steak dinner came from Marley Woods?
At one time, I would tell you yes, not so much anymore, because over the years, and the ranchers are getting older, and they have lost a few. One rancher has lost his wife over the years, and they're getting older. And it's a process of just slowing down on the ranch, on the production of cattle. And this is the unfortunate part. The other thing enters into this is there's, over the years, there's been so many cases of cattle mutilation that just quite frankly, the ranchers are tired of it, and they're tired of confronting this issue. So that's another factor. They have a few cattle there now for their own personal needs, but that's basically it.
Oh, well, no steak dinners from Marley Woods. Let's talk more about this area. Let's look at history. When did the people there first become aware that strange stuff was going on, or is that throughout their memories?
It is throughout their memories, and Ted had tracked this back. We had went back decades. This is several generations in the families that have experienced this area to the degree where actually no family member that ever lived on those properties had not had experiences or sightings. And we tried to go back into Native American culture and lore in this area. We just recently found out there was a big encampment of Native American presence on Marley at a spring, which we were not aware of at first. But there is no, you know, there's no representation, of course, in this area anymore of Native American culture or Native Americans living in this area. So we couldn't go there, even with the University of Missouri to try to get on Native American culture in this area. And we just couldn't go there to any degree. But as far as recorded history with the ranchers, this was always prevalent on these ranches. So, and I mean, you're talking back in the 20s, the light ball activity phenomena, like what they used to call twinkle lights, which would light up a field at night and would just look like the whole field would just sparkle with lights. I mean, local people in the area would go there as a form of entertainment on weekends and have picnics there and use the light balls and the strangeness as a, you know, for entertainment. So, so it just goes back to as far as we can track it, you know, and the next question people ask, well, what, like Skinwalker, what sets this area apart from any other ranch or area, like Skinwalker? And they're asking those questions now. And, you know, that's one of the things that drove Ted crazy was we could find no reason that set this area apart from any other ranch or piece of ground in that area or anywhere else in Missouri. And there's a lot of theories, but and just like they're facing now at Skinwalker, they think they have some theories. But we could find no really known reason what made this different, you know. But I will tell you the high strangeness we could get into. It goes on to so many aspects, and it goes in from light balls to unseen forces to cryptids to just structured craft sightings.
You know something, Tom? I wouldn't want to live there myself. Now, I can see why people who are cattle ranchers might not want to continue with that way of making a living. But for anybody who lives there, it must be pretty awful if all that stuff's going on.
Well, you know, it is. Some of the older people seem to have a sense when these things are going to start. And, you know, some of them look at it as being demonic, and they will lock themselves in their house and not go out. Others, like I stated, they'll think of this as a form of entertainment, and they look forward to it. And they'll go out to watch these things and watch the light balls and the, what they call twinkle lights and another phenomenon called light beams, and which is not a – that's one of the bad guys we could get into later, but you know, and then you get into the people that have had the cryptid experiences with, and one of the only Bigfoot sightings in the county was in just very close proximity to the property boundary at Marley. And you know, that's an area I just like to just state now that, you know, when Ted Phillips got into this with Alan, he was the, Jacques Vallée did the software engineering. He did the paperwork. He worked with Alan, did all the documentation. And Ted was out in the field doing all the physical trace, actually going out, measuring compressions, taking soil samples. And that's where Ted wanted to be. He loved the physical, the nuts and bolts of the case with structured craft. So this did not come easy for Ted to move in a realm. And he actually had a little bit of an outing with Alan Hynek in the beginning because, as he said, Alan and Jock were so far ahead of their time. They got into the proving and thinking that a lot of this was dimensionally based, frequency driven, as they put it. And Ted just wanted to deal with the compression test, you know, figuring out that these things weighed 7 to, you know, a 30-foot disc could weigh anywhere from 7 to 13 ton, and do the science, you know. So when Ted got involved in Marley, he more and more got into the realm where Alan and Jock was, and that's why he requested Jock come out and work with us, because this stuff was all, and through our own experiences out there, what we witnessed, you know, this stuff, when it's out there, it's just as real as you and I are. And when it's not there, you could go through this ranch with 1,000 men hand to hand and you wouldn't find anything. It really gets in almost to what Ted said was the paranormal part of this, which is where he never wanted to go before.
Okay, Thomas Ferrario worked with Ted Phillips exploring this ranching area called Marley Woods in Missouri. All the strange stuff going on there with Gene and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news! High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
27 and a half voices from Tim Swartz. That's one quarter of a voice, right?
That's right. There's more, but it's behind a paywall.
Let me ask you a specific question here, Tom. How did Ted and Jacques and J. Allen Hynek get to become accepted an area like Marley Woods. It would seem to me the local populace would just want to keep the outsiders out.
Of course, Alan, unfortunately, had passed away, you know, before he ever Ted got involved in Marley. And so he did not know of this particular place. He knew of places like it, of course. That's why Alan got into his own, why he parted, you know, from the government for more than one reason, because everything he did basically would go down rabbit holes, and he just wanted to do the science and go where he wanted to go to prove this. And, of course, Ted, when he got into Marley, and that's a whole nother story. I will tell you how Ted got involved and found out about Marley.
Tim was going to ask you a question. Maybe after he asked that question, then let's find out how Ted got involved. Tim?
Yeah, that was my question. How did Ted first find out about Marley Woods, and what made him decide that this was something that he wanted to look into?
Well, I will tell you that initially, Ted wasn't too interested in Marley. And what had happened was the property owner had experienced so much, and he was wanting answers and to try to get somebody out there to do the science and try to document this stuff. And he finally found a unique guy, gentleman. He contacted MUFON, and he got a hold of Bruce Whiteman, which was the state director at that time. The one property owner is just a prolific writer. He writes journals. He takes photos. It's just, I mean, the guy, he does the work of a scientist, and he doesn't realize it, really. And he had turned over some of his journals and photos to Bruce Whiteman at MUFON. And at the time, Ted was actually in and out of MUFON, working with MUFON over the years. And this particular time, Ted wasn't involved with MUFON. He was working, again, with Alan in different things and following up on some work that Alan and him had started. So anyway, Bruce called Ted and told Ted about the situation. And Ted said, well, lights in the sky, strangeness, stories. And he said, I'm just busy. I don't know. So he said, you know, mail me some of the journal and some of the photos. Well, when Ted got exposed and got the journal and started reading the accounts of the light ball activity and seeing some of the photos, what keyed Ted's interest so bad or got him so excited was the light ball activity got into the coloration of the light balls. People really don't have a knowledge of how much Ted filled in for Alan Hynek when Alan had prior engagements or his health wasn't that good. Ted went all over the world investigating cases that Alan could. And one particular case that Ted got to, and actually it was in Vietnam, but the case he was involved in there with the red light balls and how the amount of energy the red light balls exhibited and what they did to a village there. And when Ted read the reports from Marley, it's so correlated with the red light balls, the unseen force, cryptids. And it was like he was reading a page that he had written about his cases overseas. So like Ted said, he said, man, he put down what he was doing and he called up the rancher, and he got out there the next week. And virtually from that point on, that's where Ted spent the rest of his life in research, was in Marley Woods.
So then how did he get you involved in Marley Woods? And I know that you have diving experience. And that was one of the aspects that he was wanting to look at. Am I correct?
Yeah, we had some farm ponds and water, which is so connected with ufology. I will tell you that working with MUFON, that I believe 2/3 of ufology will connect with water, bodies of water in some way, shape, or form when you get into the cases. But and that goes back to Ted's testing. Oh, so many cases with, and he had worked with a woman that, named Phyllis Budinger, which did all his lab work initially. And she's been on a lot of shows over the years, her expertise. And, but it even involved things that so often there were things that were similar to what she described as as pond scum or at different compounds found in water. And so there was that. But then basically Ted got me out there to put up the security cameras, run wires, do the installation of the monitoring equipment, and which I will tell you at times we had an old windmill we put them up on out there. We used as a camera platform, and at times these light bulbs would go between the windmill and the property owners were so great to Ted. They built him actually a two-story structure to live in when he was out there, and an office with a big deck around it. And when the light bulb activity would go between the building and this windmill, I mean, it wasn't uncommon for him to burn out circuitry and cameras. We had banks, and this will date the time we did this in some of it, in the early days. We had racks of VHS tapes in the office upstairs in this room. The EMF, when this would come through there, we had tapes wiped clean as if it was professionally done. So we dealt with that. But that's basically it was a practical relationship in the beginning with Ted. I would do the grunt work, putting the cameras up and changing them out. And then we got to be close friends. But that's basically some of the, and you know, we can get into the high strangeness areas that, it's just incredible the amount of activity. And as again, I will tell you that's why, Jacques Vallée himself said the potential for high strangeness in Marley, he felt was greater than at Skinwalker. And he spent a lot of time at Skinwalker.
Let me ask you a question here quickly because we're going to split for a quick break. And that is, if I go to Marley Woods, they let me in. Am I assured that something weird's going to happen and that I'm going to see it?
I will tell you that if you spend enough time, we have people that have been out there that have made three visits before they actually experienced anything. And then we've had people that have come out there and before they were even out of their car, they've experienced things. And, you know, it's kind of like Jock and Douglas said, you know, if we could get this stuff to be on cue and work with us, it wouldn't be real.
Hey, before we have anything else that's real, Tom, Gene, Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It may be the first time there's been a rocket launch on Christmas Day.
Decollage, liftoff from a tropical rainforest to the edge of time itself. James Webb begins a voyage back to the birth of the universe.
That as the world's largest space telescope blasted off from Europe's spaceport in French Guiana, the James Webb Space Telescope's mission, explore the universe for exoplanets and study their atmospheres.
President Biden marking his first Christmas in office with greetings to service members stationed around the world, telling them while First Lady Jill Biden was at his side.
I just want you to know how much we care. We're grateful for your courage, your sacrifice, not only your sacrifice, but your family's.
Speaking on a video link from the White House, Biden called the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of America. This is USA Radio News. All the information's not in yet, but with last-minute shoppers still prowling stores online and in person, holiday sales this year are estimated to go well over $800 billion. That's according to the National Retail Federation, which says holiday sales between November and December may be up as much as 11.5% from last year. Sales estimates for 2021's holiday season predicted to be between $840 and $859 billion. FlightAware says U.S. airlines have canceled or delayed nearly 3,000 flights now since Friday. More than 5,900 have been delayed or scrubbed around the world. There are no major problems at any of the airports in the United States, but it's the airlines which are facing lower staff numbers because of COVID-19, and there's also some bad weather afoot, especially out west. And this is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
The point, Tom, is that with Marley Woods, it may happen frequently, but it's not predictable.
Exactly. Exactly. The type of event you'll have, we have a lot of what we call one-timers out there. Now, the most repetitive thing we have in Marley, I will tell you, is the light balls. The light balls, second to that, would be what we call the light beams, and they have been known for years. Then it goes into an unseen force, which that is about the third most common repetitive thing. And then when you get into the cryptids and the strange animals, we have a lot of one-timers. We have events that happen that no one's ever experienced out there. One of our cryptids was a large, and this sounds so strange, you hate to even repeat this stuff, but it was described as a large polar bear slash sloth, pure white animal that one of the ranchers who can estimate cattle on the hoof within poundage estimated this thing weighing over well over 400 pounds, maybe 500 pounds. And he actually shot this thing. It had been seen twice. He shot at this thing. He claims he had made it red. We got out there 2 weeks later in that area and a brand new 4-strand barbed wire fence. We pulled off 16-inch white hairs off the bottom strand and top strand of the fence. We casted tracks. We found it. Ted estimated also the weigh probably approximation of 500 pounds. Ted had sent this hair in to Phyllis Budinger. They did microscopy on the hair, and he had another friend. Her estimation, it came back, microscopy, no known match. He had another friend that offered to do some work with it, and he sent it off. And this particular lab was doing at the time very crude DNA work at the time. It's so excited these people in this lab that, and of course, we didn't have the money at the time to do DNA work, so we couldn't use the documented data that they came away with on that. We couldn't pay for it, but they did tell us that the very crude DNA work also came back no known match on these hairs. So there is that.
Tom, I want to ask you real quick. I've seen online there's a picture that was supposedly taken at Marley Woods of some kind of creature on four legs. It was very light-colored blonde with kind of an elongated head. Is that the creature you're talking about?
That is it. And that is the only picture. It's very poor. That is the only image. The rancher's daughter took that the second day it was seen. We're glad we have that. That's all we have. But the reports of this creature in the area from that week is that this thing walked on its two legs more than it did on all fours.
Mm.
So, and the other issue that just, when you get into details, and that's why the questioning that Ted was so good at with the rancher, Ted picked up on the rancher when the rancher said he shot this thing and made it red, and the rancher said it went through the fence. Now, we got to the fence, we found hairs on it, but the fence was undamaged. So we got back to the rancher, and Ted said, you know, I know, would you like to change that statement? I know you said it went through the fence. And he said, well, Ted, that's what I meant when I said it went through the fence. I don't mean it went over it or under it. It just passed through this fence. And he said, it just like it just dematerialized and went through this fence somehow. So there you have that high strangeness. How do you explain that? But I will tell you that with what Alan and Jacques Vallée and Ted had come to believe and what we proved so often out there, and the one thing we came away with, and I just want to leave you with this statement that I know you're probably aware of this statement, but Jacques Vallée, if one thing I learned from working with him, he said that we have evidence that the phenomena has the ability to create a distortion of the sense of reality or to substitute artificial sensations for real ones. Now, what that means in a nutshell is these things have the ability to do what they want when they want. And that goes into the dimensional realm where it's been proven in their minds, and Ted finally, after all the years, came away that this was the only thing that truly explained it all at Marley and made sense, was that this stuff is all dimensionally based and it's frequency driven. Now, a lot of ufologists, when you go in that realm, you know, they don't like that. But that's what we come away with, and that's what we've proved. And if I have to put my money on anybody, I will put it on Ted Phillips, Jacques Vallée, Alan Hynek, another gentleman named Ray Stanford, I know. So it just, that so explains what we dealt with.
Well, now, that had to have been so confounding at first, I'm sure, to Ted, who, I mean, you know, before this, I mean, he was pretty much a nuts and bolts type of guy. And then having to deal with a phenomena that not only seemed to exhibit intelligence, but also, you know, a paranormal type of intelligence.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I will tell you, I had great issue with this. You know, back in the day when I started, got involved with this, I was just like Ted. I love structured craft. The little guys crawling all over the craft, that's where I was comfortable. When you got into paranormal, and back in the day, if I had a witness or somebody morph into a Bigfoot sighting involved with ufology, I had a big problem with that. And I mean, I had a problem just like Ted. And, but you got to go, like Ted said, you got to go where the science leads you. And Ted had the unique ability to, he had the mindset that he could do that. And despite his personal feelings and wishes, that he would go with the data and the science. And that's where he ended up.
So let's get into the most prominent phenomena there, and that was the balls of light. Now, I've seen some video that was taken there on the ranch. The one I'm particularly thinking of is one that is taken at night, and there are, you know, all the people there yelling "Wow!" as these lights appeared and disappeared. But also the farm animals were really disturbed by what was going on.
Yes. Yeah, and that was common. The rancher had a lot of, actually, one of his hobbies was raising peacocks. And let me tell you, there's no better watchdog or anything to give a response to something out of the norm. I mean, they're uncanny, their ability to sense and perceive anything. And these things would start so many times with these peacocks would just start going off. And, I mean, they'd run into walls sometimes out there just going crazy when this stuff would start. But you're right. The sequential light bulb displays, when you would have one light bulb appear and sequentially you'd have sometimes 6-7 light bulbs come out of one light bulb. And then, you know, the white light bulbs, for whatever reason, seem to be the more benign ones. The amber light bulbs and red light bulbs seem to be the colors that exhibited the most energy and didn't. They were kind of the bad guys. And the blue ones sometimes also could exhibit a lot of energy. And but that's just, you know, what we dealt with out there.
Now, when you say bad guys, what do you mean?
Well, as Ted found overseas and reports, that when the red light bulbs appear, you know, some of the ranchers, when the white ones, they try to interact with them, and as far as flashing flashlights at them or communicating with them, and sometimes there'd be a, you know, they'd always seem to exhibit, like you stated, intelligence.
Let's break here, folks. Tom, Gene, Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter, producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, Tom, you're talking about the various characteristics of the phenomenon at Marley Woods. Go ahead.
Right. And, you know, just through Ted's experience, he learned that. And he informed the ranchers that when the red light balls appear, you know, really don't try to mess with them. Don't try to interact or do anything with them, because they're the ones that seem to exhibit vast amounts of energy and are capable. And usually the red light balls precede a phenomenon what we call was the unseen force. Not always, but it was a good indicator that you were going to have an occurrence of the unseen force. Virtually what the unseen force was, this was a force that had knocked down people at Marley. It had knocked down steel gates that were log chained in the middle on hinge posts that were screwed into oak posts and twisted these hinge pins. And knocked, I mean, it was not uncommon for ranchers to go out and find these gates flat on the ground several times in certain areas. And here you have a log chain fence, double gate, all flat on the ground, no bends on it, no scratches, no indication of a vehicle pushing this thing down. What it would have taken to push these down, and flat on the ground. So this unseen force just has a power that it's really unimaginable at times. I mean, this has come up and hit people on the back, knocked them into the ground to the degree that they're injured when they hit the ground and bruised on their back where this force hits them. So it's just a tremendous amount of energy. And as I stated, these unseen force usually you have the red light balls before the unseen force occurs for whatever reason. And that's just some of the energy-based anomalies at Marley that we have. And it gets into realms that, you know, a lot of what we dealt with, Ted had dealt with his early trips to Marley. He had investigated cattle mutilations there and, to the degree where he come up on one and he asked the rancher, how often does this happen? And the rancher told him, he said, well, Ted, come with me. And he took him behind one of the old barns there. And there was a 13-foot diameter pile, like 6-7 foot up high, of bleach white bones that he had just thrown these bones from cattle mutilation. That there was no predation on them. Nothing would touch these carcasses. So there is that aspect in Marley, too. And it even gets more extreme on animal damage to animals out there. There's an incident called the Horse Barn Incident, which that's for not for the squeamish of heart, but
I know this story. You need to tell it. It's fascinating.
Okay, and I will warn your listeners ahead of time that it's not a pleasant story, but and I'll just briefly run that down. And what that incurred was a rancher there on site two, we called it. He had site one, site two, and site three. And on site two, the rancher came down from his ranch house and had an old barn there in corral and had his favorite horse he loved. And he had a habit of giving it sugar in the morning when he run his fence line and checked in on the horse. Everything was fine. He fed it some sugar. He went down, went out, ran the fence line on foot. And was inside of this barn the whole time. And actually, after about 30 minutes, he started back towards the house. And he noticed the gate on the corral was ajar that went into the barn. And he said, well, that's not right. So he gets in the barn. And as he starts in the barn, he described this. The best way he could describe it was like a slaughterhouse. This perfectly good horse in good health was virtually in pieces in this barn. It was hanging from the rafters. It was on the sides, the gates, on the ground. It just had the appearance of it exploded. Now, he was within sight of this barn the whole time, heard nothing, seen nothing, nothing out of the ordinary. And, you know, what and for what purpose would anything do this to a horse? So, unfortunately, at the time, and Ted always wanted to have us have a permanent presence, at least one or two of us out there, and we weren't out there at the time, and we got out there, Ted got out there first, and it was like 3 weeks after this incident, and I got out there, and another team member of ours, Adam Johnson, was out there, and we took soil samples in this barn. Unfortunately, the rancher, he had cleaned up all the large pieces he had burned, and we took soil samples, and there was still blood all over in this barn. But we took samples, we got them to a lab, and really the strangeness of it was that the work came back, they couldn't identify anything out of the normal in the blood. There was no, you know, no real reason for this, but Ted, through his other experiences, and I might add overseas and another incident that he had come across, what Ted always determined, and he sent us off to people he had worked with before, they more or less determined that this horse had been, it was as if this horse had been put in a microwave oven virtually and exploded. Hmm. Now, and we did prove in some instance, and actually some, and this is another area Ted didn't want to go into, and I'll tell you the reason later, but there were some instances where personnel at the ranch, not unlike they're dealing with a skinwalker, that there were some of us injured. We had injuries, but we basically nailed down anytime there were any injuries, it was in the microwave spectrum that caused this damage. So unfortunately, we wanted to get out and do further testing on this barn, but when we got back, the rancher, it so bothered him, he had burned this barn down. He couldn't look at it anymore from his house. So, you know, it's just, when you're dealing with microwave radiation, it's just the nature of the animal that you don't have residual radiation. It's just like you put a piece of meat in your microwave oven, you don't have any residual radiation, or you better not have. So there's nothing that's there, and it's like so much of this phenomenon. It's when it's there, it's there. When it's gone, it's gone. All you can do is do an approximation of the damage, you know, and the effects.
Once again, though, that's an interesting thing about this phenomena. You know, we've seen this at Skinwalker, and we've seen it here and at other places where whatever the intelligence behind this is, it seems to love to torture animals. You know, people may get shoved down, may, you know, like, you know, get injured occasionally, but nothing like the way the animals get treated. You know, you got the cattle mutilations, you got the horse exploding, you know, dogs are crushed into bloody pulp. So, you know, what is it about this that seems to be bent on torturing animals?
Well, you know, and even in this instance, was this a byproduct of a technology that they were using for some other purpose? Was it done solely for destroying this animal, with that type of intelligence? You know, you question that for what purpose. Other than, I will tell you, we do feel at times that we were the ones out in this, like Ted called it, a living laboratory. At times with dealing with this intelligence through the years, we felt like we were the ones being observed or being tested in several ways. And there is the fear factor. I will tell you that we truly come away believing a lot of times that things are done strictly for to see how people and things will respond to great fear. Now, I mean, that in itself makes absolutely no sense either for this type of technology that, you know, that has this capability. But that's what we came away with so often out there.
Well, you know, that doesn't sound so unusual because, I mean, I've just been, you know, reading a book recently about poltergeist experiences, and this is something also that a previous guest, Paul Eno, has written about, where whatever the phenomena is behind poltergeist, it seems to feed on fear and will do things to actually try to initiate as much fear as possible.
You know, it's possible. These announcements with Gene and Tom and Tim, you're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.